Good evening. This is Akash Bani. The news read by Shabshachi Bhattacharji. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have extended greetings to the residents of Meghalaya, Tripura and Manipur on their statehood day. In her message, President Murmu said the enterprising people of these states have made remarkable contributions to the development of the country. Vice President Dhankar said these three shining jewels of Bharat beautifully embody the spirit of unity in diversity and reflect the vibrant cultural heritage of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also conveyed his greetings to these three northeastern states. In his message, Mr. Modi said that the whole country is incredibly proud of the role played by the people of Manipur towards the country's development. At least 14 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces during a joint interstate operation on the Chhattisgarh-Orissa border last night. A Maoist carrying a 1 crore rupee bounty was among the 14 killed in the gunfight. The operation was conducted in the border areas of Gariaband district of Chhattisgarh and Nuapada district of Orissa. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has lauded the efforts of security forces after 14 Maoists were neutralized in a joint operation. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the security forces have achieved major success towards building a Naxal-free Bharat. The West Bengal government today approached the Calcutta High Court seeking death penalty for convict Sanjay Roy in the Arjit Kaur rape and murder case. A sentence court in Calcutta, Sialdah, had yesterday sentenced Sanjay Roy to life imprisonment in the case. The court had also directed the state government to give 17 lakh rupees to the family of the victim. State Advocate General Kishore Dutt today approached the Division Bench of Justice Debangshu Bashak and Justice Shabbar Rashidi in this regard. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee had announced yesterday that the state government will approach the Calcutta High Court to seek the death penalty for the convict. U.S. President Donald Trump signed a series of executive actions revoking 78 of his predecessor Joe Biden's policies hours after returning to the White House. The 47th U.S. president ordered a crackdown on immigration and withdrew the United States from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Agreement. Talking to media while signing the executive order, Mr. Trump cited a string of reasons for the withdrawal from WHO, including the Global Health Agency's mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the failure to adopt urgently needed reforms. President Trump also officially ended the automatic citizenship of children born in the U.S. to non-citizen parents. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, along with Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary, inaugurated the India Pavilion at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Talking to media, Mr. Paswan said he is looking forward for good collaborations globally, adding that the Narendra Modi government wants India to become a global food basket. Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal today held bilateral talks with Belgian Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Bernard Quintin in Brussels. Both leaders acknowledged Belgium's significant reliance on foreign trade and India's dynamic growing economy as key factors for leveraging mutual opportunities. The government organized a national conference of district magistrates on Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Naya Maha Abhijan in New Delhi today. The conference focused on 6 core areas under the PM Janman, which are ours, roads, Anganwadis, school hostels, multipurpose centers and Bandhan Bikash Kendras. The conference was inaugurated by Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram. The Constitution Gallery, located in Tribeni Murg, is attracting people who are visiting the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The objective behind setting up this gallery is to educate the millions of visitors about the creation, implementation and articles of the Constitution. In Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup cricket, defending champions India defeated hosts Malaysia by 10 wickets in Group A encounter at Kuala Lumpur. Put into bat, Malaysia was bundled out for a paltry 31 runs in 14.3 overs. In reply, the women in blue overhauled the mere target of 32 runs in just 2.5 overs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.